smoke.
And it's your boy, Artist.
Era to get too deep.
Are you Milan?
It's your girl, Flamey G.
But it's Auntie T again.
Ebony, aka Ebony with an I. I'm from the Big Head Radio Show, and I'm
with the King Teeth Network, huh?
Oh, hi. You must be Joe Pitts, right?
Yeah, that's me.
What's this? So I'm gonna be in Miami for a whole week, so I figured I can make some money here while I'm gone.
By turning your crib into a dewdrop bed?
Better hope you didn't make a spare house key.
Hey, babe.
Joe, what are you still doing here? What did you do to my house?
You like what I did with the place?
Joe had already printed off the contract,
right? I know.
Now somehow he wrote that he's a long-term tenant and not short-term.
Like a roommate?
Good morning, Riley.
You're gonna have to go down to the courthouse and file an eviction.
What about my home? What about my things? How am I supposed to sleep with a strange man in my house?
We've looked into Joe Pitts. He has no criminal record, not even a traffic ticket.
You so need to go shopping, babe.
So he's harmless.
Network, we are here live.
See how easily accidents
mic check,
can happen.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. We are here. I actually don't know her real name because she really do this video shit. 5301 graphics. That's what you know her as. But we gonna really get her real name real quick. Who do we have here?
It's Ebony.
There we go. So simple.
With an I, not a Y.
With an I.
With an I.
How are
y.
you?
I'm doing good.
You've been tearing shit up this year.
And only been doing it for 6 months.
That part.
6 months.
So 6 months ago, you decided to pick up your phone, attach it to a whatever, because I ain't going to tell your business,
mm-hmm.
and get busy.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know how to edit 6 months ago?
I did not.
Wow.
I did not. At first, I was just shooting, and then I'll let my partner do the editing and stuff.
So you got a partner in this?
Yeah.
So there is a partner in crime?
Yeah, he started me off with it. Shout out to Bags Bogatti. He's the one who started me off with, you know, seeing everything from that side, because he is a music artist himself. So I was shooting his videos, and then, you know, I'm watching him do the edits and stuff. I'm like, well, let me learn how to do some of that. What you do? How you do that? So then he started showing me how to do it. So then it's like, okay, I got it in the bag now. So
that
I can shoot and do the edits now. So
that
I don't
part.
Be feeling, because I'm already a hands-on person.
Mm-hmm.
I already like, you know, learning how to do different things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, that seems simple. I can go ahead and bust it down real quick. So that's where it started.
Where did you picking up things quickly? Because this is 6 months, but you at Winter Jam with Sexy Red. Like, where did the I can pick up things and be confident in myself?
It's just the fact people really started hitting me up. Like, Lovely Luxury, the podcast,
mm-hmm.
he hit me up and he was like, yeah, I like your work and stuff. So we've been just tag teaming. So I'll come pop up and stuff like that. And then we got access to go and, you know, shoot at the fest. So that was a big blessing in itself right there, because I got to meet different people,
mm-hmm.
some of the artists and stuff like that. So it was a real dope experience for me. I was like, I'm trying not to go fan crazy, like, oh, my God. But
no, go. You can go now. It's over with.
Hey, I be like,
well, how was you
God.
Really feeling?
Talking about something, this is really happening.
I
got home. I was like, my kids love to see my videos, and that's where 5301 graphics came from. That's my kids' birthdays. So Zion, my may he rest in peace. That's my little baby.
Yeah.
He was born on the 5th. My son, Marshawn, born on the 30th, and my daughter Heaven was born on the 1st.
Wow.
So
that's
had to put that in there with them. So
absolutely, they're with you everywhere you go.
Uh huh. So it's like I go home, I show them, I'm like, you wanna see mommy's work? You wanna see what I did? And it's my little daughter, she be hyping me up, y'all. She be like, 5301 graphics, yeah, I did that. I be like, period, sis, period. Hype me up. So it's dope getting to, you know, shoot these videos for everybody and actually seeing my progress. Cause I actually, every day I go back and look at the videos that I started out from, and then I just look like, okay, sis, you doing it. Yeah. You doing it. And then it's like, you know, I get some backlash from some people because it's like I'm shooting off of my phone, not a camera. But it's like the work that I put in behind it, it's like, what's the difference, honestly?
With these phones today, if you know what you're doing, you can shoot a movie if you know what you're doing.
It's not my fault. Y'all don't know how to.
Hey.
It's
not my fault.
I know what I'm doing on there, so.
That part. So how do you get the confidence in shooting with your phone versus going to buy the most expensive camera? Because you have to have more confidence in yourself to sell this phone first before they see the work. Then they see this big camera. I mean, we shoot no phones, but I mean, they don't know that this is gonna be magic. Right. How do you sell yourself?
Oh, it's just me. I mean, so I just go in there with the confidence. I'd be like, yeah, I do X, Y, and Z. And I always keep samples on my phone. So I'll go and I'll be like, yeah, I shoot this off my phone. And I'll show them. They'd be like, this all off your phone? I'd be like, yeah, it is off my phone. Okay, well, let me book with you real quick or something like that. So,
what's your turnaround time with the phone?
If I'm not busy, because I'm juggling mom life too, school and stuff, so it's usually about 2.5 to 3 days. I'll get you your video back.
That's dope.
But if you really want me to, like, it might take a little bit longer depending on how you want your video, because I always hit up the artist and I'm always, hey, you like this? And I'm always checking in, like, you need something changed or whatever, 195th, because It's my project, but it's also your work, too. Mm-hmm. So I always want everything to come out as is. If you love it, hey, we pushing it out there. If it's something like, hey, I ain't like that, I'm not going to take it hard. I'll be like, okay, shoot, let me go back and see what else I can come up with.
Right.
Send it back to them. That's dope. That's it. Send it off.
No, and I can attest to this. I mean, you did the exact same thing when we worked together. And I definitely saw you grow month to month, and the momentum got very strong coming into December. But we truly appreciate you for doing the recap for the red carpet at the OEAs.
Thank you, I was excited.
Because that was huge for us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
It really set the tone for our website and everything. What was your experience like at the OEAs for your first time?
It was actually nice. I'm like, okay, this is fancy. This is something I ain't never, you know, dealt with before. Like, all of this stuff is new to me. So it's like, yeah, I never been at awards or anything like that. So everything is like fresh and new to me. So it's like, I'm like, okay, sometimes I do like, what happened if they don't like it? But then it's like, girl, go in there, you gonna kill that shit. So don't even sweat it, so. And seeing how y'all put it together and how everything was, y'all, motivation, man. Straight motivation.
Well,
I was like, damn, I gotta get like that.
You doing it. And how for you do you see yourself growing? Do you want to stay on the phone? Do you want to develop into like a whole, like you have people shooting for you? Do you want to just be, do it yourself? Do you want to take it all to, like, where do you see yourself doing this?
I honestly want to start like a female team. Ooh, like
of shooters.
Yes, raw female shooters. I've been coming across some, you know, photographers and stuff like that, which is dope, but I really want like pushing more females and stuff like that, having a female team, like, you know, kicking it with the guys is cool, but it's just like I really want to be that. Damn, they coming in and they showing up, showing out.
So do you feel like videography is a male-dominated industry?
I do. I do. I was at the show this weekend, males, it was just all males, honestly. I'm sitting down there, I'm like, ain't no know, with the females down here shooting, like, you know, it was one more, but it's just like, okay. Okay, let me really, you know, put my foot down and start really shooting and showing, like, that I could be up here with y'all, too, so.
Facts.
Yeah, because I'm little. I got little person syndrome, so I got to I gotta make sure I push that, excuse me, I'm here. Little people that. Syndrome, so.
I heard that. So, do you ever get nervous while shooting?
I got nervous one time.
Why?
I don't know. It's just like, oh my God, I don't know if this is going to be right. I got this feeling like it's just going, like I said, I be having to shake that sometimes because mm-hmm. it just be me overthinking. I'm heavy on just overthinking sometimes. And then I get a whole bunch of feedback like, damn, that was dope. That was fire. That was this. I'm like, and I'm over here doubting myself. So ever yeah. since then, I don't get nervous. I be ready.
Mm-hmm.
I be so ready to go and ready to shoot. Let's go. The that artist part. Be nervous.
Yeah.
You've been doing this longer than me.
Right.
But hey, that's how it be.
So who was Ebony before the camera?
Ooh.
Or 6 months ago?
Ebony before the camera was overcoming losing my son.
Okay.
So I, that was a rough time. To, you know, try and process and stuff like that. Yeah. 'Cause, you know, he was 2 years old.
Wow.
Unfortunate situation, whole case, cases closed.
Really?
Dude is in prison.
Really?
Yeah. And then, you know, the way that the system approaches, you know, the situation and stuff, I had lost custody of my kids.
Really?
For something that I didn't do, I wasn't around and stuff like that. So, that was a hard thing to deal with. So it's like, I kept trying to find ways to like motivate me to get myself out of that dark space. It was kind of hard. I went through a depression of drinking. And so it's like now that drinking, I can't do that no more. Because
mm-hmm.
I was in a dark place when I was drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So got my kids back.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was going cool. I had started a business. I was selling dips and stuff like that. That wasn't nothing I was really in tune with. I like cooking for my friends and stuff like that. Y'all come over, hey, I'll cook y'all something or whatever, but to be constantly cooking every day, yeah, that's not me. I can't feed 100-something people every damn day. I can't do that. So, but yeah. Did that, shut that down. Then it's like my crafty side started kicking in when I got with, you know, my dude and stuff. So he like, well, why don't you go ahead and do this and do that and whatnot and fifth. So I was like, okay. And that's when I picked up my phone and then I just started shooting.
Okay, so you got in a relationship and that person kind of helped you, motivated you
mm-hmm.
to pick up the phone and start shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep.
Shout out to him.
Yeah.
Now, overcoming the dark space that you were in,
mm-hmm.
What were kind of some of the things that you had to start doing to kind of work your way out of that? Because some people don't.
I had to honestly, like, do self-therapy.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me a therapist. Of course, therapists do what they do to get paid. They really not listening, and I can't have a conversation with somebody that has not experienced anything that I went through.
Yeah.
So it was a self-healing process. I had to actually start thinking better of my situation. Like, I can't keep being depressed and stuff like that because that's not how he wanted me to live.
Yeah.
He was a bright individual himself. So I always tell people, shoot, my baby was bright. I got to keep his spirit going. I can't keep being sad. I do have my moments and stuff like that. But it's just like, I got to keep pushing. I got to keep on going hard from all of this stuff that I'm doing is for my kids. I tell people that all the time with a job, anything I do, everything is for my kids.
Yeah.
So.
I love that. And it shows mm-hmm. in the passion and the work.
Mm-hmm.
That first time, right? That mm-hmm. first time you shoot. And you take it home, and you able to show your kids.
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
It's great. is great. They be excited. Mm. They be like, "Mommy, you going? You did a video. You did a video." Mm. I be like, "Yeah, I did it. Can we see? Can we see?" It's just like, I'm like, damn, they love it. Okay, it's like I always confirm with my kids if they like, my kids gonna be blunt and honest with you. If they don't like it, they don't like it.
Have they ever said they didn't like it?
No.
Wow.
No.
You out here shooting gold, okay.
Yeah, my kids be like, especially my daughter, she loves music. She loves everything that got something to do with music. She is there for it. So
that part.
She like, "Yeah, mommy, I like that. I like that." You know, my son, he be like, "Okay, that's cool. I like that." He more nonchalant. Like, mm-hmm. he getting into his, he about to be 10. So, you mm-hmm. know, he like, "Okay, you know, y'all know how boys is."
Yeah, nonchalant now.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So you're managing an artist as well. Now, this is the artist that actually met you working.
We went
working.
To school together.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So who is the artist that you're managing? She's amazing, by the way.
T. Willis.
Come on now.
Sweet Honey T.
On Instagram. And why?
And you know, the funny thing is, I had actually went to go and shoot one of her performances. And she was like, "You know what, you've been real supportive and stuff like that, and you come out to my shows and this and that." She was like, "I want you to manage me and, you wow. know, let's do X, Y, and Z." So I was like, "That's cool with me." I was like, you know, I ain't never been asked to manage an artist. So I'm like, that's the learning process as well for me, because I'm new to, like I said, the music industry in mm-hmm. itself. So it's actually pretty cool. Then shot us behind the scenes with her. I'm just in there. I was so proud. I swear I wanted to cry. But I had to hold the tears back. It's just a proud moment because we went to school together. So this yeah. is somebody that I'm like, damn, look at us. Like, yeah. how we coming up. Like, I would never have thought, like, this shit was going to happen. So,
really?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I wanted to play basketball. I was a baller in school.
So you was, I could tell, kind of. Like.
I was a baller. I did boxing. I was a cheerleader.
Wow.
I did track for a little bit, but then it's like I got into my fat girl stage. I like to eat. You want me to run all this, and I like to eat. I'm little, but I like to eat. So.
Yeah. What's your favorite foods?
Well, seeing that, I'm not even like.
Cause you're a vegan now, right?
Yeah.
So how is that? How has that been?
It's kicking me in the butt. Yes, I had just collapsed not too long ago, cause I switched my diets over, and you know I was lacking, you know. Vitamins and stuff like that because I'm not eating
what I normally
ate because I don't
and
eat
don't
fish.
Know what to eat yet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't eat fish for real no more. Well, I don't eat fish at all. I don't eat seafood.
Really?
I don't eat meats. Everything has been making me sick.
Wow.
So I just was like, you know what, let me just go ahead and cut it out of my diet because clearly it's not for me. So.
Right.
But I love me some fruit though. I'll tear
What's
me
your
up
favorite?
Some fruit. I like dragon fruit with honey.
Dragon fruit?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't never had none. You've had dragon fruit?
Yeah. I've never seen
no
dragon fruit
in
days.
What?
I'm just saying. I go to Mark's. I didn't know they had it.
What?
Did they have it?
What?
That's what I'm saying. I feel like there's different levels to this.
They got it in Market. They Very. Have it in Market District. And
there it
they
goes.
Have it in Whole Foods.
There it goes. See? I knew it was something. It's the places that have the salad already ready and prepared. Like, you can just pick
Not
it up.
Pineapple.
They
pineapple
freshly
is good
cut the.
Too.
They'll catch the fish in the back, actually, and then cut it in front of you. That's Whole Foods. They got a little Mexican in the back.
Not a little Mexican in the back. But I love dragon fruit with honey on it. It's pretty good.
I got to try that. That's got to mm-hmm. be on my list. Traveling. Where do you want to go as far as shooting wise? Like, where do you want to travel? What do you want to shoot? Or do you want to just stay with the people and kind of go with them?
I do want to travel.
Okay.
I do want to travel. I did a video with an artist that's out here in Cleveland. We traveled to New York. The video drops on New Year's.
Ooh.
So, and that's OG Memphis 10. So that's going to be dropping on January 1st.
And y'all went to New York.
Videos about to be dope.
So it was like a day in the life, or like
we was down. Ball? We was down in Times Square
at
night.
How was it?
It was wonderful.
That was your first time in New York?
Yes.
Oh, Times Square.
Mm-hmm.
Would you go back?
Yes, definitely, definitely. It was real nice, and I said I want to go back because I really want to get Scarlett. That's my goal right there, is to work with her, because like she has a dope vibe, and she just, I love her.
I like her.
It's something about New York, just, they go hard out there, okay? They really go hard out there, so.
Now, I'm not going to keep you long. I know you're only just getting into this, but I definitely see your grind, your hustle. Congratulations.
Thank you.
On everything. If y'all not booking with her, I don't know why y'all not. This is crazy.
Y'all doing looking.
Come on, all y'all doing is looking. Come on. The last thing we do here is called Get It Off Your Chest.
Okay.
And it's just, well, you heard it earlier, but it's just, you know, a time for you to tell everybody or tell who you need to tell what you need to tell them. We don't know it, but you do. So
okay.
Get that off your chest.
Well, it's an appreciation. Y'all want to shout out to everybody that showed me support from the beginning. My mama, that's my number one supporter right there. That girl, she go hard every time. I don't care what it is. I don't care how mad we is at each other. She will always sit there and make sure she supports everything I do. My kids, my dude, he, as much as we like this, he still show up and show out. So, and then my family, my friends, everybody that's been working with me, I appreciate y'all for even believing in me. I appreciate you a lot. I was like, man, I had to tell him, I got to get on this show. I got to, because for you to get me in that position, I really appreciate you, because sure. I always doubt myself sometimes, thinking like people, you know, she working off a phone, this and that, or whatnot, and fifth, but you actually believed in what I was doing. So I appreciate that a lot. So, and being on here.
Of course.
I thank you.
Well, we thank you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Keep grinding. Find the balance, because,
yeah.
And we'll definitely see you again. This is the King's Heat Network. We out of here. Peace.
See you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
In the end, we only have ourselves to blame for falling so deeply in love.
You have the perfect life. Adorable baby, amazing husband.
I didn't think I had to tell you about this, but my girl, my family, bro.
She's about to get all the money. That's $2 million in cash.
Because in the end, it's love that we can't cheat.